Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we continue our stewardship renewal homily series this week with a look at service and prayer, two of the four pillars of stewardship. It may seem obvious that the responsorial psalm has the name it does because it is a response to the first reading. If you want to get a good summary of the first reading, most of the time we can read responsorial psalm and it will tell us in basic terms. That is certainly true in today's readings. Today, the church puts beautiful words on our lips in the responsorial psalm. I love you, Lord, my strength. That single line sums up not only the first reading, but also gets at the heart of our relationship with God. I love you, Lord, my strength. If you have had any true experience of God, then love is the only response we can muster. But where does the love of God come from? Is it something that we create? Is it something we do on our own? No. Our love for God, just like the psalm at Mass, is a response. Our love for God is a response to His great love for us, which always comes first. To love God, we need to first of all recognize more deeply His love for us. In Deuteronomy we read, God tells Israel that He chose them, not because they are great, but simply because He loves them. We too are chosen, not because of any merit of our own, but simply because God loves us. God is the relentless lover of each one of us. Once we realize that, our life becomes amazing in new and beautiful ways. We truly begin to live as we never have before. Then our response to that realization, our response to God's love is straight. We decide to follow the commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. The final part of that commandment is the next step. We respond by loving others and doing them service. Yes, we can love God by our life of prayer and service. It is said, average person spends 7 hours on screen, be it phone, computer, or TV. How much time are we spending in prayer? Are we spending 10% of our time to the Lord? Today, we also begin the celebration of National Vocation Awareness Week. During this week, a good question to ask ourselves in the light of today's Liturgy of the Word is, how am I being called to respond to the love of God in my life? The first part of that answer is to love God in return. This is what is meant by the Second Vatican Council, universal call to holiness. Holiness is nothing more than allowing the love of God to live in us and then through us to others. It leads us to our ultimate happiness and fulfillment. Every person is called to serve God and neighbor in some particular way. In the church, we call this our vocation. God calls some to marriage, some to single life, some to consecrated life, and some to ordained ministry. It is important that we ask God how it is He wants us to receive this love and how it is that He wants us to share the love with others. It is only in living out this twofold call to love God and to love our neighbor that we come to know God's will for our lives, which is our surest path of joy. Our lives becomes a living responsorial psalm because we recognize that God's love will see us through any difficulty, any challenge, and any situation in life. With psalmist, we simply respond, "I love you, Lord, my strength." The quotation of St. Teresa of Calcutta sums up our stewardship renewal and the liturgy of the word. She says, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace." Let us pray. Jesus, let us follow your way of service. Let us be motivated by love and the common good, not by selfish desires. Help us bring others to you and to come to you always in our needs by loving you and serving others. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.